Chapter 7. The unicorn knew who it was.
Oh, she said.
You know, a booming voice said, you've been leading me on quite the chase. Grubber seemed much quieter now. The young unicorn looked around, quickly scanning for him, but he was nowhere to be seen. She took a deep breath and looked the Storm King in the face. He was 3 times the size of the unicorn, with thick white fur and piercing blue eyes that were similar to Grubber's. His chin stuck out from his face, as did 2 sharp bottom teeth. In fact, his face looked a lot like the symbol on Grubber's jacket. So, what are you, little creature? Are you worth my time?
I am a unicorn, she began nervously. I've come a long way in search of powerful magic, she continued. I've faced many dangers to find it.
I'll say, you've done a pretty good job, too, the beast said, staring down at the unicorn. She stood up straight under his gaze. She wanted him to think she was as special as Grubber had said she was.
Let's see it, the Storm King ordered.
The unicorn, feeling more nervous than she had since they'd arrived, glanced at the approaching storm clouds. She focused on her horn, letting it spark and glow. Then the flames shot out in all directions, the air filling with bright white light.
Not bad, the Storm King said. He scratched the back of his head with 1 long finger. Reminds me of this party I went to once in Zorgarth. Fireworks and strobe lights. I was dancing to the music, feeling it truly when...
What? The unicorn asked. The Storm King realized that maybe this wasn't the best time to talk about his crazy times in distant lands.
I mean, very good, the Storm King said.
The young unicorn stared down at her hooves. The snow around them had melted from her sparks. 1 patch of land was completely black.
I'm so sorry, she said, looking at the Storm King. I didn't mean to do that, I just...
But the Storm King started clapping.
Don't be sorry, he said. That was amazing. You are special.
I am, the young unicorn said.
You are welcome in my castle any time. Grubber will prepare a room for you in the East Wing.
The Storm King paced back and forth. Then he turned, as if he were looking at the unicorn for the first time.
Your horn? It's broken.
Her hoof went up to cover it. She wished she had her cloak. She'd left the caravan so fast she'd left it there.
I had an accident, the unicorn said. I could fix that for you, you know.
The Storm King said it as if it would be as simple as making a cup of tea.
You could fix my horn?
The unicorn couldn't help but smile. For so many months, she'd watched her horn in the mirror, hoping for any sign that it would grow back. She'd focused, trying to grow it herself, but nothing worked. This might have been the chance she needed. Maybe she was meant to be here. Maybe she was meant to find Grubber. The Storm King would fix her horn, and she'd return home, take the entrance exam, and be in Canterlot by the following fall.
Of course I can help, the Storm King said. But you'll have to do something for me first. A little quid pro quo.
What's that? The unicorn asked. She'd never heard those words in her life.
Well, I could use your help with something, and you could use my help with something. It would be an exchange. I think this could work out nicely, that's all.
The Storm King held up his staff. The rod was twisted, and there was a pretty blue stone wedged in the top. He had the same symbol on his armor as Grubber had on his jacket.
The misfortune malachite? She asked.
She pulled it from her bag and held it up. The Storm King smiled.
You know that gem has terrible bad luck. You should never have taken it in the first place.
I don't believe in bad luck, she said, but I do believe in magic. And I need this gem to restore mine. She self-consciously touched her broken horn.
Is that all? The Storm King asked. Well, I can do that for you. Once I've finished conquering, I'll have more power than any other creature in the world.
The unicorn tried to contain her excitement. Is that why you're searching for magic? For power?
What other goal is there? The Storm King asked, baffled. Power! Control! These are the only things worth seeking in this world. I'll fix your horn and restore your magic.
He slowly extended his large claw.
If you pay my price.
The unicorn passed the gem to the Storm King. The Storm King crushed the gem in his hand, turning it to dust.
Well, I believe in bad luck, by the way, and I don't need any if I'm going to conquer more lands. But I think you can help me with something more specific.
What? The unicorn asked.
High atop Mount Eris lives the Queen of the Hippogriffs. Do you know the Hippogriffs? He asked.
She nodded. Of course she knew the Hippogriffs.
A hippogriff had the head, wings, and feet of an eagle, but its back legs and tail were that of a pony. They were some of the most beautiful and powerful creatures in the sky.
She's in possession of a magic pearl, he smirked as he said it. It has transformation qualities that could really give me power and finally make this staff work. No bad luck at all, and the queen and I... We've had our differences, so I don't see her just handing it over to me anytime soon. That's where you come in.
You want me to go up there and ask her for it? The unicorn said.
I want you to get it any way you can, he said. Grubber will help you.
Then he continued on.
Go to Mount Eris, find the pearl, and bring it back to me. Then I'll make your horn whole again.
The unicorn thought about it. She knew it would be wrong to take the queen's pearl, but things had been so hard since she'd left her small town. She never stopped thinking about what her life would have been like if she had her horn and magic back. She'd be able to return home and reunite with her friends Spring Rain and Glitter Drops. She'd study with Princess Celestia. She'd have her life and her dreams again. The hippogriffs were brave and fierce, but hadn't she been known as the bravest unicorn there was? Getting the pearl wouldn't be hard when she'd already fought an Ursa Minor. She had to go to Mount Eris. She had to at least try.
I'll do it, she said. When do you need it?
The unicorn asked.
Yesterday, the Storm King replied. But I realize you may need time to prepare. Grubber!
The Storm King called out. The creature appeared from behind an outcrop, this time his arms full.
Get our friend some armor and introduce her to the storm creatures. You'll bring them with you when you go to Mount Eris.
We'll leave tomorrow night,
Grubber said. He handed something to the unicorn. It was the same black armor the Storm King and Grubber wore. It had the bright blue symbol on the side, two lines like the Storm King's face.
Come on, I'll take you to the castle. I'll let you sleep on the top bunk.
The winds were getting stronger. The unicorn turned to leave, but the Storm King called out to her.
One last thing, he said. What's your name? I don't think I ever caught it.
Tempest, the unicorn said. She liked how it sounded out loud and immediately decided she'd keep this name. Call me Tempest Shadow. The Storm King smiled down at the sad unicorn with the broken horn. Yes, she'd be his Tempest. She'd storm Mount Eris and bring him back the pearl. Or else...